Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I was glad when he said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Good morning. This morning, saints of God, I'll be coming out of John chapter 14, verse 1, and Psalms chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. John chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 1. It's read as follows. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And also turn to Psalms 9, chapter 9. Verse 9 and 10, which reads as following. In this New King James Version, I'm reading out. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thy Lord have not forsaken them that seek thee. And just with those few scriptures, and just put a title to the message, the Lord is saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me? You see, saints of God, those words, those four little words, do you trust me, is very powerful. It's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Do we really trust God? Not yes, do we trust God, but do we trust God? I have to admit, about 2 Wednesdays ago, we was talking in the Bible study class over in the fellowship hall, and it hit my spirit when I was talking to Leo about, we was in a discussion, about something and everything, and Leo was saying that he ready to go back to work. And I had told him, I said, well, sometimes, it's not going back to work, so fast, but you got to trust God and see what he wants you to do. And so he hit my spirit and everything. Do you trust me? And I'm, like human, well, I'm thinking about Leo. Yeah. But Lord said, do you trust me? On, so the question today, saints of God, do you trust God? Yes, God want to know, do you trust him? Do you really trust him? Not just trust him when things is hard, but the big things, but do you trust him in the small things? See, the key to discovering all of the riches of God is trusting him. If you trust someone, you feel comfortable being honest with them about any and everything. God is much more reliable than even your most trusted friend. When things feel difficult, he doesn't ask you to keep those feelings to yourself. The best way, Ernest Hemingway said, the best way to find out if you can trust someone is to trust them. When you trust someone, you have confidence in them. You have this belief that you can rely on them at any cost. I'm sure at some point in most of our life, we have found ourselves questioning this trust thing. Do I really trust that person? Do I really trust this person? Sometimes you might say to yourself, do I really trust me in doing this and doing that? So trust is a hard thing as we as human to really project and say, yes, I trust you, I trust this, I trust that. But right now, We trust in something. All of us in here is trusting something. We trust in the pews and the chairs that we're sitting in right now that they're going to hold up and not collapse on us. We put our trust in something. Why not put it in God? Amen. You see, we may have encountered individuals that we put our puts our trust in them, only to find out that was the biggest mistake in our life. But even after that disappointment, somehow you regroup and try it again. Often, when we think of trusting God, saints, we think of trusting Him for things we need or want, such as financial provision, physical healing, the restoration of a relationship, or a promotion on the job. The truth is, God also wants you to trust Him through the situation we face in our life, because nothing is impossible with God. God has your back, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, God has your back. No matter if it's financial, if it's marital, if it's sickness, if it's the job, if it's your children, if it's your spouse, your neighbor, or whatever, or even if it's the dog next door, God got your back. God got your back. You see, God asking the question, do you trust Him? That question is only for you to answer, thanks to God. I can't answer that question for you. I can only answer that question for myself. And when I told my wife about it, I said, you know, it's in my spirit. Do you trust me? And she looked. She thought I was talking to her. Do she trust me? I said, no, that's in my spirit. That, you know, the Lord's asking me, do I trust Him? So she asked me, well, do you? And I like, yeah, I do. I do trust Him. And then I thought about it. Deeply thought about it, you know. I said, you know, that's a question I got to be honest with myself, or, you know, with. Like each and every one of you, you have to be honest with yourself. Do you really trust God? Not in the big things, but in the small things. And I, you know, I had a conversation with the Lord. I said, Lord, I do trust you. I do trust you. But Lord, I need you to help me to be more stronger in trusting you. Because we trust Him, but to a certain extent. But I want to be true to God and let Him know that I trust Him with everything. I trust Him with all of my surrender. I surrender all. You know, that's a hard thing for we as human to do. We might say that I surrender all, but do you really surrender all? You might hold on to that little deep dark secret that you know that you have. But God knows, He knows that little secret that you haven't told anybody about. That's why I said, God, help me. Like the man said, help my unbelief. Help me to trust you all in all. See, you see, thanks to God, we have trust many people and many things in our lifetime. In personal nature, we often trust our family. We have trusted our friends. in public nature, we have trusted our transportation system. We have trusted our national security service. We have trusted our military service. But the question is, what do all these things have in common that I just named? What they have in common, saints of God, sometimes they will fail our trust. That's what they have in common. They will fail our trust. Our family will let us down. Our friends will let us down. Our transportation, sure enough, sometimes will let you down. But God said, do you trust me enough? For I can take care of this. I can take that burden from you. If only you trust me. You see, saints of God, Moses trusts God to deliver the Israelite at the Red Sea. Joseph trusted God while he suffered in the Pharaoh prison. David trusted God for a victory when he was facing down Goliath. Jonathan trusted God to answer his prayer. Jonas trusted God to answer his prayer in the belly of the whale. Peter and John trusted God as they stood before the Sanhedrin and gave their defense of their Christian faith. If these people, saints of God, trust God, that give us a good feeling. It should give us a good feeling. If God, if they trusted God and God provided for them, he would do the same for us because he have no particular person. He loves you despite of your failure, your unbelief. Not even he loves you, even you not trusting him fully. He still loves you, saints of God. What does it mean to trust? Webster said basically dependence on someone or something, belief that something will happen or someone will act in a prescribed way. Trusting is found in our unwavering belief that God or heaven will indeed work on our behalf to bring his perfect will for our life into being. Far too often in life, we become completely focused on the trials and difficulties of life, and we lose focus on Christ. So, saints of God, in other words, get your eyes off your situation and keep focusing and trusting on God. Because you focus on God and trust him, and turn it over to him. Don't be an inner giver. Whatever you're going through, turn it over to God. He don't need your help. Thanks to God. He don't need your help. He is big enough, smart enough, to deal with any and every situation that you will go through. Just focus and trust and believe him. You see, when Peter walked on the water with Jesus, he was doing well until he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the wave. Aren't that what we do sometimes? We be doing well, but all of a sudden, hey, I think I God, you know, you can just rest for a minute. I got this. take our eyes and our focus off of him or what we're doing. And then all of a sudden, Satan, oh yeah, I got you now. But if you keep your focus on God and trust in him, saints of God, and give no place to the devil, you have the victory.
Amen.
Although if you believe you're a believer, you already have the victory. But the victory in your situation will come much sooner than when you're trying to help him out. You see, God can get us through the most impossible situations, but we must keep our focus and trust on him. Yeah. How can we even expect to find help and healing when we are still focusing on our difficulties and not our deliverer? You see, saints of God, God is asking, do you trust me? Like I read, John 4:1, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Jesus was telling the disciples to trust God through any and every situation of life or circumstance of life. He was about to be crucified, and they would be scattered. Jesus was telling them to trust even when they do not understand, because God still is at work. So you seek, saints of God, no matter what you're going through, God is still at work.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Amen.
Even when you don't understand, God is still working on your behalf. Do you trust him to let him work on your behalf? See, if I ask you individually, most of you would very quickly say that you trust God. But there are times when trust is not so simple, thanks to God. Believe it or not. Like I said, yes, it's easy what we can say. Yeah, I trust God. I trust God. But when that announcement comes, well, you got counsel. You're on your deathbed. Nothing else we can do. Do you trust God? And tell death to stand back. No. Tell counsel to get going. Because I do not receive it. Do you trust God enough and believe him, his word, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are the healed? It's all depend on you, saints of God, and trusting God fully. See, trusting God means we believe in that which we cannot see, and sometimes that may not be with understanding. See, sometimes things happen to you. You can't see what's going on, but God sees it. And God knows, and he will take care of it. We might not understand how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it. But if we trust him, we know that it will be taken care of. We need to place our trust in something or someone, and we do it each and every day, thanks to God. Like I said, sitting on a bench, on the pews, in the chair. We put in our trust. We put our trust in our cars to bring us here. we put our trust in someone or something. Why not put it in God? You see, thanks to God, we trust our cars to get us to our very destination. We trust our employers to deliver our paycheck to us. We trust our doctor to heal our illness. How much more should we trust God? We put our trust in man, but do we really put our trust in God? You see, trusting God is literally against our human nature. Trusting God means that we must admit that we are not in control of our life. And for some of us, that is very hard to be in control. But if we let God, let go and let God, thanks to God, God's words promise everything will be okay. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Just hold on, thanks to God, and trust him. Once again, God asked the question, do you trust me? In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Only if you trust him and not leaning on your own understanding. That's when you lean on your own understanding. That's when, like I said, things is easy. You tell him, okay, you can take a break now. You can go on your lunch break now. But the word says, trust in God with all your heart. Not just some of it. See, like I said, I'm honest. That's what was hitting me. When my wife asked me, well, do you? That's something that we seriously have to answer for ourselves. Because she couldn't answer for me. I had to dig deep within me and ask the Lord to help me. To help me to let go and surrender all to him. You have to do the same thing, thanks to God. See, this disaster strike and tragedy happen in our life. Life can indeed be hard. Life can be uncertain. Life is beyond our control. In time like this, life is beyond our understanding. We are left with raw emotion and tough questions. Answers are beyond us as we grieve for the question of why. If anything happened, that's right. Why? Why me? Why not this person? He don't believe. Matter of fact, I saw him stealing something. Why come not him? But why not me? And if I have that trust in him, I know I will have the victory. It might be rough. It might be tough. It might be a bad situation. But keep trusting. God will bring you through it, thanks to God. Keep trusting him. Nothing, and I mean nothing, that we go through in life is beyond God, thanks to God. Nothing that we go through is beyond God. God got your back. The trust is that we can and must rely on God in every situation in life. Time that just don't make any sense in human terms, we need to trust in God. The more senseless life becomes, the greater our need to trust God. You see, the writer of Proverbs stated it simply and clear that God wants your full and complete trust. Yes. Trust God with all your heart. We must hold nothing back and surrender to Him all that we are, all that we have, and all that we may become. Because without the presence and the guidance of God, we will go nowhere. Just think about that, saints of God. Without God present, we just like a car gets stuck in the mud. Just spinning, going nowhere. God asking, do you trust me? God wants you to trust even when you don't understand, saints of God, when life just don't make sense. God wants us to follow Him when the future seems uncertain. It's only when we completely trust God that He to give us the power of His direction and the power of His presence. In Psalm 9, chapter 9, verse 9 and 10, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in time of trouble. Those who know your name will trust you. Trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. You see, thanks God, when we feel weak, God is our strength. Amen. When we are pressured by life, God is our relief. When we need security, God is our refuge. The full resource of God are at our disposal when we place our trust in Him. Once again, God asking, do you trust me? If you do not place your trust in God, there's no access to His power, His mercy, or His love. When trials arrive, we go through difficulties. It is then that we must place our trust in God. Without trust in God, there's no comfort. There's no peace. There's no strength. There's no relief. See, God had made a promise that He would never forsake those who seek Him. The promise that God made so long ago is still valid today, saints of God. God have never broken His promise yet. Well, I can say it to me. God have never broken His promise to me. And more I dig into the words and find the promise of God, I'm like, yeah, okay, Lord. You did that. Yes, Lord, you did that. But the more you understand the promise of God, the better off you will be. You see, saints of God, because God had never broken His promise, He is true and faithful to His people. God is faithful even when we are not. God is always faithful. Like I said a long time ago, you can take that to the bank. But if I give you a check, You might want to hold on to it 2 or 3 days before you go to the bank. Don't go to the bank right now, you know. But right when God says something with his promise, you can go to the bank right then and cash it. Soon you get it, just run right there. Because he never broken his promise. You see, saints of God, our treasure is love from the God who created love. Our treasure is grace and peace from the God of all comfort. Our treasure is secured from the God who never changes. Our treasure is protected and provisioned from the God who is all powerful. Our treasure is accepted from the God who knows everything. Our treasure is eternal from the God who sacrificed his own son that we will gain it. God is asking only one question this morning. Do you trust me? What is your answer, saints of God? Do you trust the Lord with all your heart? What does it mean to trust God? You see, when it comes to trusting God, that means believing in his reliability, his word, his ability, and his strength. The Bible said that God cannot lie, saints of God. That he always keep his promise, that he love you and have good in store for you. Trusting in him meaning believing what he said about himself, about the world, and about you is true. Trusting God is more than a feeling. It is a charge to have faith in what he said, even when your feeling or circumstances will have you believe something different. Your feeling and your circumstances matter are very much worth paying attention to. God cares about them both. But those things alone are not reliable enough to base your life on. Thanks to God. Trust God. Not only with your situation and your circumstances, but trust them with your life. See, you see, God cares for them. They can change at any moment. When you trust God, your situation can change just like that. God, on the other hand, does not change, saints of God. He is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and therefore is worthy of your trust. Yes. Trusting God is not about ignoring your feeling or reality. It's not pretending that everything is okay when it isn't, saints of God. Trusting God is living a life of belief in and obeying to God even when it is difficult to do. Now that we know what it means to trust God, how can we do this in our everyday life? How to trust God? See, if you trust someone, you believe in them. So how do we trust God? By casting all our cares upon him, because he cares for you. You see, saints of God, it's not about us. It's about him. Psalm 56 and 8 said, you keep track of all your sorrow. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. You see, saints of God, because God loves you, you can show your trust in him by talking about all your feelings, all your circumstances with him. You know, sometimes you just can't go to a friend and tell them everything. But you can open up and tell God all. No matter what the situation, no matter what the problem, no matter what you have done in the dark, talk to God about your situation. He understands, because he already knew it in the first place. He said. But he'll make you feel better when you confess. When you confess, it'll make you feel better within, because Satan won't have nothing to hold against you in the long run. God loves you, saints of God. He loves you in the good, in the bad, in the hard. And that's that old Western movie, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. God still loves you. Go through him in prayer. Don't let your emotion rule your life. Bring them to God so he can help you address them. He is not disappointed or frustrated about your struggle, your doubts, or your pain. He cares about you, saints of God, and you can trust him with those things. When you trust, you go to God and his word when life is hard. You also act on obedience and trust that he will ultimately take care of the rest. And trust, you do not look for security in other things. You look to God to hold you securely in difficult situations. You won't do this perfectly, but God is kind and patient with you while you are learning to trust him. God is a loving and a patient God. Like I said, you might not get it right. You might not go to him perfectly, but he understands. The Holy Spirit will give you that unction to talk to him. Pray to him. Ask him to help you. You see, saints of God, we need to learn to just let go and let God. Like I said before, like Elaine, she gave a good example. When you open up your hand, things is loose. It is free. So that's why you got to do your situation. Whatever situation or circumstances that you are going through, if you open up and give it to God, he will receive it. And you ain't got to worry about it no more. Although you shouldn't be worried in no way, because that is not of God. I should say, you shouldn't have to think about it no more. Because that situation is taken care of. You see, saints of God, Mark 14, 34 through 36 has said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. You see, saints of God, even when Jesus was going through, he communicated to the Father. If he had to communicate, don't you think we have to communicate? If he trusts the Father, don't you think we have to trust the Father even more? Do you trust me? See, Jesus himself felt overwhelmed by what was before him. And he went straight to his Father. He didn't get on the phone and call his friend. He didn't get on Facebook and put all for everybody to see. He didn't get on the media. He went straight to the Father. Good example, thanks to God, for all of us. When the road get tough, matter of fact, before the road get tough, go straight to the Father. See, he cares for your hurt. He pays attention. How comforting it is to know that God of the universe is also paying attention to you. Knowing that God is for you will strengthen your trust in him during times of hardship and the unknown. How to trust God? First, seek truth in Scripture. Scripture or the Bible is God's word. God knowing your need somewhere to go. God knows you need somewhere to go when you're feeling unsure. That place is his word. It is unchanging and completely trustworthy. Two, confess unbelief. Be honest and allow God to remind you who he is and what he has promised you. And then be honest with him. You can tell God how you feel in what area of your life you are struggling to trust him. See, it is good to acknowledge that his character is good and trustworthy. You can agree with him that all he says and does is true. You can also tell him it is difficult for you to believe, thanks to God. Help my unbelief. You see, thanks to God. Number three, how to trust God? Share your concerns with your brothers and sisters in Christ. In other words, share with the community of believers. But caution you, saints of God, don't just run to any and everybody, because you might have that title, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. But some Christian can't hold water. It's just like a leak in a bucket. They cannot hold water. Pray about, Lord, who can I go to and talk to, communicate with? Don't just go, like I said, don't just go to in and everybody. Let the Spirit lead you to who needs to talk to you. They'll bring them, it will lead that person across your path somewhere, somehow, if you be honest and upfront with them. See, saints of God, you are not facing these difficult time alone. The Lord is walking with you every step of the way. He also gives you other believers to walk with. You're not in this by yourself. Just trust him. See, Philemon 1:6 said, I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be affected and deepen your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Paul reminded his friend that partnership is important and help us have a greater understanding of God and God's plan. When you are struggling, share those concerns with other followers of Jesus who you trust. Someone you know is pursuing a relationship with God regularly and knowing God's word. That's why I said, thanks to God. Be particular. Because some people, like I said, you can have that title, I believe, I'm a Christian, but do you really know the word? That's a big thing. Do they have that positive attitude? Do they have, and not a negative attitude? Because some Christians, they be like, you walk around, call themselves Christian, and what that sourpuss, walk around. Oh me, oh my, it's always me, always my. Something is wrong somewhere. If you always walking around with a frown on your face and always something is happening, you might have to dig deep and ask yourself, do I really trust God? Because something is not right all the time. God is not going to let you suffer all the time, every time you look walking around with a sourpuss on your face, like you're sucking a sour lemon. No. God is love. And he loves you enough to lift your spirit up and comfort, give you joy, give you that peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Number four, thanks to God, remember God and spend time with him. See, God is bigger than any of your situation or your circumstances. Difficult times may feel like they last forever, but they are temporary, thanks to God. Whatever you're going through is only temporary. God is present amidst the bad time as well as the good time. He is always faithful. Number five, how to trust God? Look for things to be grateful for. Difficult circumstances feel all consumed all time. It's really hard to see past them to other good things going on. But God's grace is in all things, in your waking up in a sunny day and calling a friend. He is in all of it. But those good times often get overshadowed by other more complicated things going on. In the face of those difficulties, God shares his will for you and how you should respond to them. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, rejoice always, pray and continue. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, God called you to give thanks. He is always working in your life and in the world. In the moment when everything appears to be falling apart, it can be hard to see how the good Father is at work. But knowing his mercy is consistent. Give thanks, fight the lies that everything is horrible. Even in tragic circumstances, there will be light and grace. God is present in making himself known, saints of God. You need only to look, believe, and trust. Trust grows as you look for God's presence in what feels dark and heavy. He never will leave you. Number six, walk in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is anyone who trusts. The Holy Spirit lives in anyone who trusts Jesus. The Holy Spirit is your constant helper, pointing you to Jesus. When Jesus was telling his followers that he was going to be killed, he knew that they would be worried. They would feel scared about being left alone, so he shared it with them to give them comfort. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26. The Spirit comfort and remind you of the truth of God's word. The Spirit also leads you in obedience. He will bring directions to you, saints of God. A common struggle in difficult times is feeling of helplessness and worry about an unknown future. The leading of the Spirit can ease struggle by guiding you to acts of obedience. He does not always give you the big picture, but he will show you the next step that you should take, saints of God. Number 7, how to trust God. And this is a big one, saints of God. Wait on the Lord. The Holy Spirit will lead you to what you should do. Sometimes what you need to do is to wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. See, this right here is the era of our life that we usually make the big mistake. Lord, you're taking too long. I need this now. But just remember, our timing is not his timing. Our ways is not his ways. So wait on the Lord. You see, Psalm 34 and 17 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. So you see, thanks to God, just wait. The word said in Isaiah 40:1, I'm coming from the English standard, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So sometimes, saints of God, although God is a patient God, sometimes you need to be patient and wait on him. Don't never get in ahead of God. Never getting ahead of God, getting a rush that you got to leave him behind. Always have him in front. Put him first. Do you trust him? In disconnecting, saints of God, God is trustworthy even when we don't see our prayers being answered or our problems being solved. Life is unpredictable and difficult at times, and that difficult may persist for longer than you have hoped. It may even bring you to the end of your strength. So what to do then is to wait, trust, and remember that God loves you. In a time of doubt, remember his promise. Remember who he has always been. Even in doubt and uncertainty, if you keep going to him, he will continue to show himself to be worthy. Thanks to God, once again, do you trust me. I'm not saying me. I'm talking about God. God asking that question, do you trust me? So he left up to each and every one of you. I hope everybody, even if you got that little slightly doubt within you, just go to God and tell him to help you, to truly help you to relief and surrender your all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.